Tampa way. And I'm really excited to have him here. So, without any further ado, I give you Mr. Roy Bookbinder.
Yesterday.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't this great to be back at the Florida Folk Festival with all these Floridians? I did a tour of France last December, the first time. Ooh, there were a lot of French people over there. Otherwise, I had a lovely time. I like you to do your song now here. I'm going to try to do this song. I haven't done this song in quite a while, but I like this song, and I don't know why I hadn't done it, so I'm going to try to do it now. I was at the Merle Watson Festival up in Wilkesboro, North Carolina last month, and I've been there every year for about the last 8 years. And it was about 7 years ago, they have a singer-songwriter contest. It's a big festival. They've got like 5-6 stages like this one, and lots of people. And I never went to the singer-songwriter stage before because it's Saturday morning, and it's like at 10 in the morning, and it's too early to be near that much sensitivity, if you know what I mean. But I was on my way to see Guy Clark play somewhere else, and I had to cut through the crowd, and the quickest way there was through the singer-songwriter area. So I went running through there, and there was a kid up there singing a song, and it caught my attention, and I stopped, and I listened to the whole song. I didn't plan on doing that, but it wasn't very sensitive, and it was pretty good. When the boy finished, he got a nice round of applause, and I went backstage. I forgot all about going to see Guy Clark. And I said, "Kid, that was a heck of a good song you wrote." He said, "Thank you, sir." He was about 20 years old. Not old enough to write such a good song, really. I said to him, "Kid, you're probably reading the same kind of fine American literature that I like to read myself." He said, "Well, I might be. What are you reading?" I said, "Well, my favorite books are written by the great Florida writer Harry Cruz, The Feast of Snakes, The Gypsy's Curse, Scar Lover." He looked at me with wide eyes and said, "No, he'd never read any of those books." I said, "Then surely you must have read my favorite novel of all time. There's a little squeak in the sound system." "That's worse. Turn it the other way. There you go." I said, "You no doubt have read Catherine Dunn's great novel, Geek Love." He said, "No, I never read that either." I said, "Well, how did you write that song if you're not reading this kind of literature?" He said, "Well, sir, the song came to me." I said, "Kid, I have read all the appropriate books many times. I'm in the process of rereading them as we speak. That song should have come to me." Old, he looks me in the eye and he says, "The Lord works in mysterious ways, sir." I said, "Get out of here, kid. I want that damn song." He said, "I'll send you a cassette." I said, "I'll take it." I gave him my address and he sent me a cassette of his song, and I listened to that song many times. And he was a country kind of picker. I had to give it a great deal of thought on how to rearrange the song to suit my unique repertoire of chords and licks. It took me a year, but I worked it out and put it on my album, Polk City Ramble. You all know where Polk City is, right off I-10 there. I've had a post office box there for 32 years. Nice little post office. Miss Polly just retired. She was the postmistress there. She worked at the Polk City Post Office for 40 years. Not many post people have worked the same post office for 40 years. Boy, she could tell you some gossip on that town. That's got nothing to do with this song, though. Amazing Grace. How sweet she was. I like this song. Takes place in a carnival, as you Harry Cruz writers might have imagined, readers. Had to come up with the guitar lick for the carnival. That took a great deal of thought. Thank you.
I forgot the words. The microphone was going up and down and confusing me. That song was written by Jason Wilbur from Indianapolis, Indiana. Not from Indianapolis, from Bloomington, Indiana. You can now. No.
Jason Wilbur tours now. He sings lead and sings harmonies and plays lead guitar with John Prine. He's doing okay. And that song, The Ballad of Amazing Grace and Sideshow Dan, is on my hit album, Polk City Ramble, and I only have about 20 copies left, but we have them right over here. Might be a few more in a bus if we get a big crowd. Learned that from Bill Monroe. He always used to say, I think there's one more in the bus. Okay, we got time for more. One more. Amazing Grace takes up a lot of time, but it was worth it. This is quite a gal. That song should have catapulted me into the big time. I don't know what happened. Of course, this could be it. There was a time they wouldn't let me play this festival because I wasn't born in Florida back in the 60s. They were strict, boy, and you had to wear a suit and tie. Okay, for my grand finality here, I'm going to do a guitar workshop after this at 2 o'clock somewhere. Look in your program if you want a guitar lesson. It's going to be fun. Let's see here. I better do another one of the hits. I'll try to do what I remember. Minstrel songs, people don't talk much about the days of the minstrel band, but a lot of folk songs, we think they're folk songs, but they're really minstrel songs. You know, minstrel shows used to come down south at the turn of the century in these big tents and put on a whole deal, and that was a real big show, and people saw that, and they learned songs from it, and they enjoyed it, and it, years later, college graduates studying folklore went down south collecting folk songs, and they collected a bunch of songs written in Tin Pan Alley for a minstrel show, but that's okay. You know, Hank Williams' biggest hit, The Lovesick Blues, was recorded in 1923 by Emmett Miller. Hank Williams didn't write that one. Written by two Russian immigrants on Broadway in New York City for a minstrel show. I got a feeling called the blues. There's a little fun fact for you. There's another song that came out of those shows. Pink Anderson heard it when he was a boy. Now it's a folk song. I just want to tell you about a man named Boone. His home was right down here in Tennessee. He made his living stealing chickens and anything that he could see. Now that pop-eyed man, he runs so fast. Fire come from his heat. He burned up the cotton and he scorched up the corn. He could have drove through the farmer's field. He was a good traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. He was the most traveling. Cat was shooting dice in Liverpool, England. was traveling this blues. He traveled everywhere. He was known for miles around. Didn't get caught and he never got whooped until the police shot him down. Old picket road. Thank you.